Kim on a whim.
The question, when do you think the WNBA is going to finally learn its lesson to stop getting political? It's ruining the game for so many people. The NBA got political in many ways. The NFL got political. And a lot of people said, enough. I'm not going to tolerate this.
And they stopped watching.
And then, of course, they try to do damage control. You're better off just trying to be neutral, as neutral as possible. I get that that's difficult these days, but I'm telling you, companies like Target and all these other ones that have gone woke and then swung the pendulum the other way and then you've made those people mad, it's a lose-lose situation. Well, this is what happened over the weekend. There was a Minnesota game where they were hosting Connecticut, the Connecticut Sun, and one of the Minnesota players, this Minnesota forward, grabs the microphone mid-court trying to address the crowd because it was the anniversary of George Floyd's death. Listen.
Thank you guys for taking a minute to honor the life of George Floyd. George was a father, a brother, and a son. And his life, like every life, held meaning. His death exposed the holes that are still in our justice and criminal institutions today. And his five-year anniversary reminds us that we must continue the fight against criminal, racial, and social injustices.
And drug overdoses. But did they mention that? So she stopped in the middle of the game to do that?
No, no, no. This was apparently, I believe this was before, but they also had, according to social media posts, they were saying that they also had a moment of silence before tip-off. Why is this still a thing?
I don't know, but it's rampant. And you know, here's the problem. The WNBA has got another problem. This whole Caitlin Clark issue with Angel Reese,
yeah.
And it's very clear that these two have disliked each other since college, and you can't help but to think that race isn't part of it.
Do you think it's that Caitlin Clark didn't like Angel Reese, or you think Angel Reese was insanely jealous of Caitlin Clark's success and national/international attention and then made it about this whole race thing, and then Caitlin just was trying to defend herself?
I do. I think the bigger problem is on Reese's part. She felt like she
threatened.
Didn't get her due because all of the TV attention, all of the ratings were driven around this white female basketball player, and she somehow felt that took something away from her. You know, famously, LSU beat them in that game that she played in, and she went up and gave her the L for a loss in her face and showed her ring and this other stuff. And Angel Reese's team happened to be better than Caitlin Clark that day. Clark still scored a lot more points and had a much better game. And she's done in the WNBA. She's still breaking records 5 or 6 games into her second year in the WNBA that nobody's come close to breaking yet. Mm-hmm. Why that league will not wake up out of this fog it seems to be in about the race issue and realize the WNBA is being treated now unlike it's ever been treated because of the attention Caitlin Clark's game has brought.
Mm-hmm.
The Fever games sell out. People travel to see them. They get to fly, on nice private planes now instead of commercial like they used to have to fly. All because of Caitlin Clark. Angel Reese needs to shut the hell up and take her money mm-hmm. and be happy. But she can't.
What was interesting about the clip that we played for you when that Minnesota player was making that little speech, you heard a lot of cheers. I didn't hear any boos. And maybe the few people who wanted to boo were too scared to do it.
Probably.
But it's like the crowd that is attracted to go to watch those games, maybe they're the ones who were also in agreement of, oh, yes, we need to have this moment of silence. We need to make sure we're talking about how George Floyd was a father and, you know, this great, great person. He was a brother and a son.
Well, it is sad that George Floyd died.
It is sad.
Had he
Absolutely.
Not had that interaction with the police that day, would he have died? I don't know. He had a long criminal record. He had drug addiction problems. He apparently was having trouble breathing before that interaction with the police officer. But nevertheless, the officer's been found guilty of his death, and people have chosen to make more out of it than mm-hmm. it is. And you're going to keep hearing about it.
That's
for
the
people
problem.
That want to stir the racial pot.
People feel like maybe some conservatives feel this way, but I'll speak for myself. It's not that I don't care about George Floyd's life. It's just that you're not telling the whole story. If you're going to say one side of the things, like he's a father and a brother and all da-da-da, you need to also mention the fact that he served 8 jail terms and he had, what was it, fentanyl in his system and meth,
lots
of stuff.
Going on. Yeah, not a role model.
Right.
By any stretch of the imagination. Coming up, we will get to Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America, at about 8:35. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.